More than 24 charter schools may have safe school officers on campus this week. However, they do not have documentation into the school district or law enforcement to prove that they have plans for the coming weeks. Sheriff for Pinellas County, Bob Gualtieri, chairs the State Public Safety Commission. He said some schools only signed contracts for coverage in the last 48 hours.
If it's not signed, it's not an agreement. And it's certainly not a solution if it's only for 13 days. Everything's running around here flying by the seat of its pants.
Commissioners called out the disorganization around securing charter schools. Ryan Petty lost his daughter, Elena. She was killed in the Parkland school shooting last year.
I haven't seen the will or the sense of urgency in Broward County to learn the lessons of what happened on February 14th and protect our most vulnerable, our students and our teachers.
Broward Superintendent Robert Runcie tried to answer those concerns.
Lacking a long-term sustainable plan, that is a different question than who is compliant presently. All we can do is use the tools that are given to us by the state.
State law requires a safe schools officer on every public school campus. That can be a police or law enforcement officer, an armed guardian from the state training program, or even a specifically trained security officer. I'm Katie Spitalski in Sunrise.